USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to suggest that the defund police movement is just a fad that will simply fade away over time.
We always stand with the incredible men and women of law enforcement. We will never, ever defund our police, okay? That I can tell you. We're not defunding police. Well, I assume this is going to be a fad. We'll call it a fad, but it's not something that will work very well, that I can tell you.
In some cities, including Minneapolis, where the killing of George Floyd in police custody first sparked the unrest, the city council moved to completely disband the city's police force. In other major cities, like New York and Los Angeles, lawmakers continue to move to redirect funding away from police departments and toward other social services. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump has officially commuted the sentence of longtime advisor Roger Stone, who was found guilty of seeking to stop congressional and FBI investigations into alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Stone was sentenced in February to 3 years and 4 months in prison after a trial late last year that found him guilty on all seven felony charges brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. Thousands of Chinese citizens have reportedly come into the United States since President Donald Trump restricted travel on foreign nationals in January, arriving from China after the coronavirus outbreak. According to a recent report by the Associated Press from the United States Commerce Department, over 8,000 Chinese nationals and foreign residents of Hong Kong and Macau have entered the United States over the last 3 months. More than 600 flights have brought in travelers from these areas after the president announced the travel ban in late January, and it was enacted on February 2nd. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Billionaire Bill Gates called for COVID-19 drugs and an eventual vaccine to be made available to countries and people that need them most, not just to the highest bidder, saying relying on market forces would prolong the deadly pandemic. With hundreds of vaccine projects underway and governments in Europe and the United States investing billions of dollars in research, trials, and manufacturing, there is a concern that richer nations could scoop up the promising medicines against the new coronavirus, leaving developing countries empty-handed. The European Commission and the World Health Organization have also warned of an unhealthy competition in the scramble for the medicines, while some officials in Washington have indicated they would seek to prioritize United States residents. Ford Motor Company refuses to give up its position as the nation's top seller of vehicles for police departments, with the automaker this week signaling its intention to support law enforcement as well as the Black Lives Matter movement. Ford CEO Jim Hackett made clear that he and the company's chairman, Bill Ford, have no plans to rethink the making and selling of police vehicles, as some workers have called for. Hackett went on to praise the work of law enforcement, writing, "Our world wouldn't function without the bravery and dedication of good police officers," while acknowledging that community safety does not include all members. Therefore, Ford will continue to be a powerful voice for Black Lives Matter while keeping communities safe by producing police interceptors and partnering with law enforcement in new ways to support safety for all members of society. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.